This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In recent days that President Obama was specifically directing this, we now know at the very least Vice President Biden was in this up to his eyeballs. Yes.
If this happens to a current president, this would be an impeachable offense, if not criminal offense.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Would you like to see criminal charges be brought against them?
I think we need to get to the bottom of this. And I think the first thing is to interview under oath, the director of national intelligence, and get to the bottom of what goes on with unmasking. How unusual is this that the entire upper echelon individually, it wasn't like one request for this, there were dozens of requests. Almost everybody in President Obama's top circle wanted to see this and wanted to listen to this conversation. But this is troubling because this isn't about national security. This is about eavesdropping on your opponent and eavesdropping on the new president's top advisors. So this is very, very troubling. And this was being led at least by Vice President Biden, if not the president. And we need to get to the bottom of it to make sure this never happens again. Because really, for the average American, they're worried that this could happen to a top general like General Flynn. But can you imagine this power being unharnessed on an ordinary American? How would we defend ourselves?
And the short answer is you wouldn't. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Top of the hour. So Rand Paul's got a point. Senator Paul has got a point. And it's a point we all try to make, which is, why is there a two-tier justice system? Why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail? Why isn't James Comey in jail? Why isn't McCabe in jail? These are proven liars. Proven. Peter Strzok. Why are they not in jail? Eavesdropping on your opponent. This is beyond just trying to get Trump. You know, because it's Watergate on steroids. And I love the quote that the Obamagate makes Watergate look like a parking ticket, because it is so true. The Democrats have to be super afraid of what next shoe is due to fall. They have to be. CNN was interviewing Clapper, asking him about some of this, and here's what he had to say.
Okay, so asking for names, nothing wrong with that. Unmasking in of itself, nothing wrong with that. Leaking classified information, and by definition, these phone calls were classified. That's a problem, correct?
Absolutely, it is.
And if anyone did leak the contents of these conversations, with or without the name, that would be a problem, yes? We've lost the shot. I wonder if we can at least get him on the phone to finish this. Let's try to get Director Clapper back. All right, we're going to work on getting that shot.
That was CNN interviewing disgraced former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and he says, yeah, leaking information is a problem. And he goes, leaking that information with or without the names, that's a problem. Oh, sorry, we lost the connection. Convenient. I don't know. I think Clapper would have had no problem answering that. I don't know. I got to tell you, I always try to read between the lines when Democrats are on and leftists are on interviews. Because here's Clapper going, yeah, leaking would be a problem. What he's saying is, I'm not the leaker. I'll admit this on TV. I'm not the leaker. Leaking is definitely a problem. Oh, boy. Do the Democrats have problems? All of the information leading to Donald Trump and Russian collusion and all this stuff is now weighing very heavy on their shoulders. All of them are concerned. And I've asked this question many times, and I'll ask it again. Who's worried? Does Donald Trump look worried? Does Donald Trump look worried about the prospects for his reelection in 2020? I don't think he looks worried at all. Donald Trump shows a level of confidence when he's on TV that, quite frankly, is staggering. It's impressive. He now knows all that that's against him, everything that he faced, and he's still like, so what? You know what Trump has to be thinking? I'm going to put you inside of Donald Trump's head. Donald Trump is thinking this. I'm president of the United States, and it's a job few people get to do. And it's a job that I know I'm much more qualified than any of these other clowns that have done it. So I can get this done. Now, Donald Trump has never faced, nor any other president has ever faced, any type of adversary like Trump is facing. But you know what he's saying there? I got this. I know what I'm doing. I'm a guy that knows how to negotiate. I've stared mafiosos in the face in the form of big mayors in big cities because they run the mafia. I've stared them all in the face. I've made deals with the devil. And I'll tell you what, nothing these guys can do scares me. They picked the wrong dude to push. They shouldn't have pinched Melania's butt at the bar. You know what I'm saying? Trump looked up and went, oh, you just pinched my girl's butt? Boom, 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 boom. And he started knocking people out. And that's where we are. These people are so scared. And I want you to understand what they're willing to do at this point. They are willing to torpedo the economy in order to get to Trump. They are okay with scuttling their economies. I want you to understand, folks, cities depend on tax base. And they're hoping that Nancy Pelosi and team will bail them out if they scuttle their economies. And they know, oh, people are going to hurt. They're losing retail shops. They're losing small business is 80% of America. A bunch of them are going out of business. And they think it's going to be permanently. It won't be. Donald Trump is going to bring this economy around. I keep telling people, you better get in the market. You better get in the market because you're going to miss a gravy train. March 16th, this market dropped. It's crazy amount. And just go look at practically any stock. The market lost a huge percentage. What, 25%? Something crazy. And it's gained half of it back. Half. The rest is coming. Anyway, leaking is a problem, according to Clapper. And it doesn't matter what information is there. You cannot leak the information that these people got on that unmasking. And they did it anyway. I want to know where Adam Schiff is in all of this. What's Adam think about all of this? You know it, guys running scared. We know now Adam Schiff knew Russian collusion was a lie. When we come back, I want to play a couple of clips. One, it's a mashup of Stelter on Russian collusion. And in the second, you'll hear me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Vindman lied. You remember this guy, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman? Yeah, he admitted that he made up elements of President Donald Trump's call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This was in his official summary. Prior to the call, Vindman included a discussion about corruption in the talking points provided to the president, but Trump did not use them in the call. The summary Vindman wrote after the call read, President Trump underscores the unwavering support of the U.S. for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its international recognized borders, expressed his commitment to work together with Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to implement reforms that strengthen democracy, increase prosperity, and root out corruption. But Vindman clarified during his testimony that the president did not bring up rooting out corruption during the phone call, but he included it in his summary anyway. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I bring this up to tell you that when the Democrats, they tout somebody, oh, we've got a new whistleblower. Remember, Vindman was a whistleblower. And then what happens? You find out Vindman's nothing but a liar. Yeah. He was asking in Congress, he says, well, that's not entirely accurate, but I'm not sure I would describe it as false. It was consistent with U.S. policy. So he just added it. He just said, you know, I'll put this in there because it's consistent with policy, and I'm going to add it. Oh, and by the way, then I'm going to become an operative for the Democrats and pretend that Trump really did do something illegal. This is one of the statements, folks, that led to Donald Trump's attempt, the Democrats' attempt at impeachment of Donald Trump. But there's more to the story. Supposedly, FBI has been withholding information on Loretta Lynch. Yeah, here's what an investigation showed about her. The FBI had a little problem leaking unverified dirt from Russian sources on Donald Trump and his campaign aides, and even basing wiretaps on it. But according to the Justice Department's IG, the Inspector General, the Bureau is refusing to allow members of Congress with top security clearance to see the intercepted material along with alleged political interference by Obama's attorney general. That material, which has been outlined in press reports, consists of unverified accounts intercepted from putative Russian sources in which the head of the DNC allegedly implicates Hillary Clinton's campaign and Lynch in a secret deal to fix the Clinton email investigation. It's remarkable, that this is what Tom Fitton says, how the Justice Department is protecting the corruption of the Obama Justice Department. Lynch, and Clinton officials, as well as the DNC at the time, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, have denied the allegations. They said it's Russian disinformation. True or false, the material is consequential because it appears to have influenced former FBI Director Comey's decision to break with Bureau protocols because he didn't trust Lynch. In a recent book, Comey said he took the reins in the Clinton email probe, announcing Clinton should not be indicted because of, quote, a development still unknown to the American public that casts serious doubt on Lynch's credibility. Clearly, the intercepted material. So let me just stop there, because that's enough. That's enough. You've got people spreading lies about Trump, but the real intercepts show that it was all set up, and it was the Democrats, the Clinton campaign colluding with the DNC, all to set up Donald Trump. And Loretta Lynch is part of this. And supposedly, Comey, in his book, says, I jumped in the middle of it because I questioned Lynch. I don't buy it. He jumped in the middle of it because his job is a fixer. His job is to make sure that everything was to go the way that it was supposed to go. And now what Comey was doing there was playing a little CYA, because Comey's in big trouble. Withholding information. Oh, my gosh. The more you learn about this stuff, the more you got to ask yourself, you know, what are these? I mean, these people obviously thought they could get away with anything they wanted to. I don't even know. I don't want to go into this because there's so many details. But here's what I will read this part. If the material documents an authentic exchange between Lynch and a Clinton aide, it would appear to be strong evidence that the Obama administration put partisan politic considerations ahead of its duty to enforce the law. Yeah, of course that's what they did. They said the information remains so secret that the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, had to censor it from his recent, from this 500-page report on the FBI's investigation of Clinton, and even withhold it from Congress. Well, let me translate that for you. He kept it a secret because it would incriminate all of these Democrats. They say the contents of the secret intelligence document, which purport to show that Lynch informed the Clinton campaign she'd make sure the FBI didn't push too hard, were included in the Inspector General's original draft. But in the IG report issued on June 14th, the information was tucked in a classified appendix to the report and entirely blanked out. Now, as I said before, earlier in the broadcast, whatever information that leaks out, that gets out, it always is going to reflect bad on the Democrats. Understand something you already know. I'm going to play Captain Obvious here, because some of us still lack common sense. You are witnessing the Democrats obstruct the very people that claim they want to give us transparency, never give us transparency. That's how it works. Adam Schiff doesn't want to release documents, doesn't want to release the final witness that he talked to during the House judiciary meetings. He doesn't want to do that, or House intelligence meetings. No, 14 witnesses. No, there were 15 witnesses. But he doesn't want to give you the 15th witness's testimony. And I could go on. What have we uncovered? Well, how have we gotten the information we've gotten? Let me wrap it up for you. One word. Grinnell. Ambassador Grinnell, who's now the acting director of national intelligence, is the only reason why we're getting these information dumps. He just made another one recently. And guess what, the Democrats? We can't show that. That would be a matter of, you ready? National security. You name it. There's so many crooks here. Names that you've forgotten. Rod Rosenstein. Remember him? Rod Rosenstein. A creep. A swamp rat. Part of Trump's administration. I mean, given levels of trust that... Why hasn't this guy lost his security clearance? And most of these people is what we should be asking. They are not on our side at all. And I'm telling you, wait, by the time I give you this information, it's old. There's so much stuff that is ready to come out. It is going to be mind-blowing. And I'm telling you, you need to prepare yourself for this. You need to be ready to tell these leftists, I told you so. Why weren't you listening? And this goes all the way to the top. There's no way that Obama gets out of this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monday is reopening day in states across the country. Auto plants are resuming their operations in Michigan, and restaurants are welcoming diners in Maine. Meanwhile, malls are making way for shoppers in Minnesota, and gyms are opening their doors in South Carolina, Texas, and Arizona. A welcome sign to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who tells CNN,
"But reopen we must, because it's not health versus the economy. It's actually health versus health. There are serious health consequences to keeping us shut down, whether it's the suicidality rates, or if it is cardiac procedures not being received, cancer screenings, pediatric vaccinations declining."
The coasts of North Carolina and Virginia are getting hit with rain from Tropical Storm Arthur. The storm is moving northbound around 16 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News. There's some promising news about a new potential coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Moderna announcing on Monday morning that all 45 participants in an early stage trial had virus antibodies, and some folks also had what are called neutralizing antibodies. The doses were given to the participants 28 days apart. The CEO, Stephen Banchel, says in a statement, "The Moderna team continues to focus on moving as fast as safely possible to start a pivotal Phase 3 study as soon as July."
A majority of voters say they believe Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden, but most say it will not impact how they vote in the November election. The latest Harvard Caps Harris poll finds that 55% of voters say they believe Reid, against 45% who say they do not believe she is telling the truth. Two-thirds of Democrats say, though, the allegations will not impact how they vote on Election Day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The House Intelligence Committee discovered from the CIA that there was evidence that the Russians actually wanted Hillary Clinton to win the election and for Trump to lose. And this was strong intelligence. The reason was they thought Hillary was a known quantity, Trump was an unknown quantity, and they were worried he would bring anti-Russian hawks in the administration. That information, according to the House Intelligence Committee staff, they told me this, was excluded over the objections of CIA analysts by Brennan. On the other hand, there was weak intelligence that the Russians wanted Trump to win. And according to the House Intelligence Committee staffers, they were told this was included over the objection of CIA officers by Brennan. So Brennan actually slanted this analysis, choosing anti-Trump intelligence and excluding anti-Clinton intelligence. The problem is the House report, which I think is full of all these bombshells, has been stuck at the CIA since the fall of 2018. And I'm hoping that Rick Grenell or maybe John Durham, who is doing an investigation of government misconduct surrounding the election, I'm hoping one of them is going to pry this loose, because the American people have to know about it.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats claim they want all this information to get out, to get to the bottom of all this, because it's a threat to our republic to have the Russians interfering in our election cycle. And you know what we find out every time we get a new report? We find out what the Democrats withheld, what they don't want us to know. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. So we were talking earlier about Ray, who should step down or be fired or whatever, no question about it. Lawmakers asked Ray to explain when he personally first learned of the FBI's misconduct with respect to Lieutenant General Flynn. Now, I just want to recap and tell you all the things that we didn't know that we are now finding out, because we have a DOJ that now must work with us, that has been drained of swamp rats. And I would ask Democrats this question. Me and one of my partners in Unhyphenated America, we were talking about this the other day, and I said, I would ask myself a serious question as a Democrat right now. What are you going to do when you find out that Barack Obama was undoubtedly part of the cabal to get rid of Donald Trump? How are you going to handle that? If somebody asks you that question honestly right now, which I'm doing, by the way, what are you going to say? Because let me tell you this. If this were opposite, Bush, Trump, Reagan, or whomever, that did this against another president, stopping them from trying to get elected, even if it were against Barack Obama,
I would be livid. I would say the Republicans performed the worst, or essentially had the worst scandal in American history. That is where Barack Obama is headed. And I'm wondering how many of these leftists actually believe this or starting to get the feeling of it. I believe the walkaway movement is indicative of some of it. I believe the reason why Donald Trump's poll numbers stay surprisingly high is because of this. People are starting to realize it. Now you know the truth. Look, you can fake. You can pretend. You can still say, Donald Trump is a mean-spirited guy. Really? Let me ask you this. How mean-spirited would you be if everything that you had been saying was true and it was being reported as a lie and people were using that as propaganda against you? How mean-spirited would you be? And I'm asking my conservative audience, what do you think is going to happen when people start realizing Donald Trump is not nearly the ogre, the bad dude that everybody says? He was legitimately fighting for his political life, and he had every reason to be, because everything they were saying about him were lies. You want to stew on that for just a bit? What happens when you go to lift something that you think is heavy and it's light and you yank it up? That's essentially what's happening. Have you ever watched the old movies where the leading lady and the leading man are speaking and the lady just hauls off and slaps him and everything stops for just a moment? That's what's happening to the Democrats right now. That's what's happening to leftists all over the country, all over the world. The people who show nothing but adulation for empty suit Barack Obama, as empty suited as is empty headed. And now we're getting to the real crux of it. And the president says, I'm going to call it what it is, Obamagate. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is at the tip of the spear. It's Barack Obama who did it. All the data shows he sat in meetings knowing exactly what the plan was for Flynn. He knew the game plan. Somebody else may have helped him set it, but he approved it. This isn't about spying on somebody. This is or with illegal tapes or whatever, but it's worse. It's taking the NSA and saying spy not only on the campaign, spy on their lives. Create stuff. Make it up. Who cares? We're going to be in office anyway. I asked you the other day, what are you willing to do if you know you can't get caught? You want to be the invisible man where you could walk into the bank vault and take whatever you want? Would you work if you could be the invisible man and you could just go places nobody ever know it's you, and you could go grab money, you could go grab food, you could go kiss the girl, whatever. No repercussions. Well, that's what the Democrats were. The invisible man. Thought they had it. By the way, it was the former NSC chief of staff, Fred Flights, who gave that commentary earlier. This is an insider himself. He knows how things work. He's a member of the National Security Council. He's saying, wait until the bow breaks. My curiosity, folks, is what's going to happen to the Democrats, what's going to be their response to everything that we're learning about them? They got to have a response. I'm waiting to see what Schiff tweets, Nadler tweets, Nancy Pelosi tweets, Chuck Schumer tweets about this. Oh, let me tell you, their first response was, how dare they release Flynn? He did all kinds of bad things. He committed perjury. That's not true. He lied to Congress. Well, so did Brennan, and so did Clapper, and so did Comey, and so did Hillary Clinton. You hear what I'm saying? What's going to be your next phase? What's the next phase when you get the rest of the data? Because I'm going to tell you something. I know what's happening here. This is a drib, drab, leak. Back yourself into a corner, Democrats. Here's a little morsel. If you watch cop shows, you know what they do? The cop shows always hold back some evidence to let you incriminate yourself. I wasn't there. No, man, I wasn't even there. And they go, okay, well, we'll let you get away. No, dude, I don't own a car like that. there's nobody that can put me, whatever. I don't even have a shirt that's like that. My tennis shoes don't, you know, it's always something. But it's that one thing that the cops know they have that'll put you there. And they're waiting for you to say it. They're just waiting. And sure enough, you say, well, I did drive by there. Oh, no. Oh, you just screwed up. So whatever that is, it's coming. It's coming. Donald Trump's aware of it. Many people are aware of it. John Durham, look, I can't even imagine what's happening with John Durham right now. John Durham, when he started his whole thing, he flew over to England so he could go interview Christopher Steele and others and miss-sued. And now John Brennan's got a waiting, talk about need for social distancing. John Brennan's office, they're like, now listen, okay, you guys stay over there and you stay over there. He's got whistleblowers coming forward out of the woodwork. They're going, they can't wait to tell this man, well, listen, I just wanted to make you understand it. I was only following orders when I was told to delete this or get rid of this record or do that or do this or do. And let me tell you, here's what these people don't understand. The FBI can say, oh, we misplaced these documents that they file, these 302s. We misplaced them. And by the way, it's been convenient for them to misplace all of these altered documents. It's been very convenient. I want you to imagine if Donald Trump's administration misplaced these things, what they'd be going through. The media's not even reporting about this stuff. What? A document that everybody's relying on, waiting on, wanting to see how it connects this document. Whoa, we can't find that document. It's been misplaced. Who's the file clerk over there? You misplace a lot of stuff. I'm going to tell you something, folks. These people are going to start pointing the finger, and I wrote a piece the other day that said, Comey, in case you didn't realize it, you are the scapegoat. You're the guy they're going to be looking for. We got a lot more to talk about on this subject, but I'm just asking, what are these leftists going to do when the jig is up? I know a lot of you don't believe these criminals will get justice, but you have to believe that a little justice is coming, right? Aren't you beginning to get a little bit excited about the possibility?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As I ponder this situation with the Democrats and all, everything that's going on, and of course the Don Lemons of the world who are just so blinded by hatred that they can't see what's going on. Look, I didn't like Barack Obama, but I didn't hate him. I didn't like his policies. And for the record, I don't like his style. I don't like frauds. I like people who are real. I like the couple that will absolutely get into a spat right in front of you while you're at their home at a party. I like that couple, okay? And I'm not talking about, you know, where you got to kick everybody out of the house. But if your wife says something you don't like, you go, hey, really? This is what you want to say to people in front of our company? You know, I want to see your reality. Because you know what? I know what reality looks like. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. People get into spats
And the closer you are to somebody, the more they let you see the real them, the what's in their lives. I'll tell you right now, if Melissa says something to me that I don't like, there are times when I'll couch it and say, hey, yeah, that wasn't the right thing to say in front of friends, whatever. But for the most part, I'm going to snap back right then and there. And if you're good friends with me, you'll go, yeah, Kev, way to go. You know, because the reason why I know this, I have friends that will say, dude, way to defend yourself publicly. Yeah. There are things you take behind the scenes. Don't misunderstand me. But if you know your friends, yeah, you can even goad them. You can let her get away with that. You know, that kind of thing. Or surely, Donna, you're not going to let Gary say that about you, right? You want me to jump in here or are you going to jump in? I was about to, Kev. Okay. That's when you know you have a closeness to people. Get in the game. Anyway, Democrats don't want to do that. I don't want to let you know who they are. And they don't want to, we were talking about this. I was talking about this as a friend. They said the Democrat will back a play of a liar 100% if that liar is ideologically aligned with them. Bill Clinton, it's his private life. You know, Barack Obama, he's scandalous, man. He's so dreamy. He's this. They know everything this man has done. They under Obama, they loved Obamacare. If Trump had done Obamacare, you would hear from the Democrats how pitiful it was, how bad it was, and they would be right. But they will not tell you that with Obama in charge of it. They hint at it. Well, there are elements of it we need to change. You know, they soft shoe it, but they know for a fact that it was junk legislation. They know it. All the things that Trump has done, if Obama did it, he'd be a rock. They would be putting this man on Mount Rushmore, making a fifth face. But they will not do it under Donald Trump. But guess what? They're going to have some come-to-Jesus meetings with themselves. Donald Trump tweeted this. He's gone after President Obama, by the way, with Obamagate and calling him out by name. Obama's doing this. He's the one that started this nonsense. But he went even further. He says John Brennan was one of the architects of an effort to take down a duly elected president. It was done to a Democrat. They would be in jail for many years. The president is calling people out by name. He's called out Comey. He's called out McCabe. He's ratcheting it up. He's going after him individually. He's saying, look, this is what's going on. And the more we learn, the more we know just how crooked these people are. And here's a story. In recently unsealed testimony to Congress, former Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta acknowledged that both he and Hillary Clinton were aware that her campaign had purchased opposition research and was looking for dirt on Trump's ties to Russia during the 2016 election. They said his comments are the most direct acknowledgement about what Trump's opponents knew in real time about the effort that ultimately became known as the Steele dossier. And in his second appearance before the House Intelligence Committee, December 17th, Podesta testified that Clinton likely didn't know the names of the firms Fusion GPS and former British spy Christopher Steele, who had conducted the research. But he said she and he were both cognizant of the opposition research effort to connect Trump to business dealings in Russia. Now, I don't know if this is all supposed to come back to bite Podesta, because he says he learned only after the election that the project was funded through the law firm of Perkins Coie, and the cost for Fusion and Steele's research was split 50-50 between the DNC and the Clinton campaign. He said he learned of the funding arrangements after he had already testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee's Russia investigation earlier. I think he says that I only learned subsequently that the payments were made through Perkins Coie, 50% from the campaign, 50% from the DNC. I didn't know that at the time before I was at the Senate hearing. I'm not even going to spend my time trying to analyze the timelines and what somebody did when or whatever, because there are certain, in his case, I can't believe that a guy at his level in the campaign didn't know the operational aspects of this little ruse they were trying to pull off. I don't believe that. But you know what? I don't really care. You know, all I can tell you is we know that the Clinton and DNC started this nonsense,
and it ballooned into everything that we are where we are today, and that's negative news for the Democrats. But here's the problem, before I move on, Podesta is not exactly consistent with Steele, who gave testimony overseas in a British court, and he said that the GPS founder, Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson, told him that Clinton and the leadership of her campaign were aware of his research. He says, a lawyer asked him, you understood that Hillary Clinton herself was aware of what you were doing. He says, I think Glenn had mentioned it, but I wasn't clear. Then they took out notes and said, well, here's what you said before. He says the notes, according to the transcript, read, we explained that Glenn Simpson's GPS Fusion was our commissioner, but the ultimate client was the leadership of the Clinton presidential campaign, and we understood the candidate herself was aware of the reporting, at least, if not us. So here again, Podesta, Clinton, they're all liars. They're all scammers. And I don't believe you can be at the level that Podesta was in the campaign and not know that you're working with an operative of that. I mean, you're interfacing with them. But I want to move on. I want to talk about Rosenstein, the swamp rat, because he plays heavily in all of this. Judicial Watch had asked for information about him. They did a FOIA request. And on May 15th of 2017, public affairs specialist Marsha Murphy sends Rosenstein an email with a subject line, Eric Holder just called for you. The message says, please call him. On the 16th, attorney John Huber, who is a scumbag, he is an Obama appointee that was slow-walking Hillary Clinton's supposed investigation into the Clinton Foundation, and he'd done nothing. And here's what he wrote to Rosenstein. Rod, we're proud of you. Later that year, Huber was chosen by then Attorney General Sessions to head up the Clinton Foundation investigation. Sessions. God, what a waste of space that guy was. On May the 17th, folks, get this order. The 15th, we get Eric Holder calling Rosenstein. On the 16th, John Huber writes, Rod, we're proud of you. On the 17th, here's the date, Robert Mueller was appointed by Rosenstein as special counsel. Rosenstein had also communicated with the Washington Post reporter, Sari Horowitz. Doesn't state the day, but it says, included multiple off-the-record calls, information sharing, and smoothing over arguments with the DOJ press office. In an email exchange, May 12, 2017, with the subject line, off-the-record, Horowitz complains to Rosenstein about DOJ spokeswoman Sarah Flores yelling at her, and the Washington Post national security editor, and calling a story of theirs bull crap. Rosenstein replies, I will talk to Sarah. Horowitz adds that she is around all night if Rosenstein wants to talk off the record. In another email exchange, May 13th through the 16th, Horowitz requested they speak off the record again and replied by sending her a link to the story about him in the Baltimore Sun. On May the 18th, Horowitz emails Rosenstein with the subject line urgent to ask him about President Trump being the focus of an FBI investigation. The Washington Post has been told by very good sources that President Trump is now the focus of an FBI investigation. Can we please talk? On May the 15th, Rosenstein got an email from Catherine Davis, likely the 60 Minutes producer, and it states, I hope you're handling all the craziness this week, and I'm sure you are. Much to discuss FBI finalists and whether you are considering focusing, hoping but not, but let me know. Let me know when I can come for a visit. Next week, you know where to reach me. This guy, look at the timeline of Rosenstein and his actions, and you know what you're going to find? Yet another swamp rat.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.